Hey, I'm Dami, and this is Color. Funny story. Actually, let's start off with a backstory first. I was raised in, well, born and raised in Lagos, Nigeria, and lived there for the first 17 years of my life. For the most part, I grew up in an estate where the true and authentic market was. When I say authentic market, I mean the hustle and bustle was crazy. You'd have buses and bikes running through the market as young traders are hawking peeled oranges and middle-aged women are haggling over what a fair price for roasted fish and dried pepper was. I never really needed to go too far to find what I needed. There were cell phone stores around in the midst of nursery, primary, and high schools, as well as recharge card stations and bread sellers. Like, literally everything I needed was a stone throw away. So things like hair braiding, which was the norm for every girl with kinks like mine, that kind of service was available right in front of my house. In a way, I was spoilt with convenience till one day. Somebody say one day. So one day I had to prepare for a major event. This was around the holidays. I can't even remember what the exact event was, but my hair was a mess. The kiosk was closed, and the backup plan to when the kiosk is closed, which is a braider that usually would come to my house, was out of town. And I think it was about age 9, 10, I'm not quite sure, but I was freaking out. I was such a diva, shucks. My dad and I drove around the neighborhood till we found this family-owned store that offered a variety of services. So there was hair braiding as part of the services that they offered. Hooray, yay, found somebody. So my dad seemed quite kind of comfortable because he left me at the store and he buggered off. And I sat down and waited till it was my turn. When it was finally my turn, this lady braider takes me to the back of the store, which I obviously followed as a desperate young 10-year-old. And I didn't really care where I was going. I'm just like, just fix this hair. As I got there, she goes, "What's that?" Meaning, what hairstyle would I like done? I responded and she plunked my head deep in between her two legs. When I say deep in between, I promise you I could have passed out. But I endured. This is the point of the story. At a young age, I had learned the necessity to endure when you need to achieve a goal. This is not the highest levels of endurance, but this is just something that I will never forget as a lesson that if you have a goal, there are going to be things that you need to endure along the way. So there are many times when we get so pumped up to do something or we're driven to accomplish a goal and we give up. We're giving up because, not really because it's too hard to do, but sometimes the people we have to deal with, you're like, I don't need this. So you quit. Or, you know, the people are not so nice or they're not competent enough to do the work, or, you know, they're just generally people you're not going to choose to work with. However, know this, you will not like everyone you need to work with. You may not like every part of the process, but you should learn to endure so that you come out victorious. Hey, don't leave. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Brand New Thing. Okay? Okay? All right.
One time where I'm like,